First of all, Luke chapter 9, verse 62, page 1087 in your Scofield Bible. Stand, please, as we always do for the reading of the Word of God. Let's read, please, that 62nd verse. Ready? And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Turn now to the book of Genesis, chapter 19, page 29 in your Scofield Bible. We'll be reading together verses 23 through 26, starting with the 23rd verse of chapter 19 and reading together through verse 26. Let's read, please. Ready? The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunities of this day. We get to live in a free country. What an opportunity. What a blessing. And further, we get to be here at First Baptist Church of Hammond. How great, how wonderful is the blessing of that. And we get to hear our preacher preach. My, my. How good you are to us. We pray that you'd help us to realize, a little bit at least, our privilege, our blessing, and help us therefore to listen carefully and prayerfully as our preacher comes. In Jesus' name, amen.
Somebody asked me not long ago, do you really believe that your sermons can change somebody's life, one sermon? I said, I certainly do. Well, they said, but you say it so often, this sermon could change your life. Yes, it will not change everybody's life, but there's never a sermon preached here, but it doesn't change somebody's life. One of our college young men wrote his father a letter after being here for a semester as a freshman. His father told me about the letter. Dear Dad, every time I go to church, Brother Hiles says this sermon is going to change your life. Every speaker at chapel, Charles Anderson College, says, this sermon is going to change your life. Dad, my life has been changed so many times, I don't even know who I am. Now, this morning, if I could, I'd make you abide for what I'm going to preach this morning. I want to talk on the subject, think back, don't look back. Think back. Don't look back. I hope you listen carefully. Father, I honestly believe there are hundreds of people here this morning who could have their lives, their joy salvaged, their happiness salvaged, because they obey what the preacher says today. Help me as I speak and our people as they hear. Amen. I was talking recently with one of my dear preacher friends. He told me how that he told me about the first time he had heard me preach. He was a member of another denomination, but he heard about Dr. John Rice and me, and he heard that we were speaking in an area nearby, and he had heard of us, so he went to hear. He was a preacher, had long hair down to his shoulders. He walked in, noticed that he was the only one that had long hair. He said, in my sermon, I said, you sissy britches guys that have long hair ought to be ashamed of yourself. He said, I looked around, and I guess I was the only sissy britches there because I was the only person there that had long hair. He said, Brother Hiles, he said, that one service not only changed my life, I'm now a Baptist preacher. And that sermon changed my life. Now here's what he said. Don't miss this now. He said, I wish we had conferences today like those old sort of the Lord conferences. Don't miss it now. Dr. Rice and I used to travel around the country and around the world. He said, I wish we had conferences today like those. And I said immediately, we do. We do. Some people are enjoying now, I said, what you enjoyed then. See, your life was transformed in those conferences, but now that you are of our persuasion totally, you're serving God full time, you did not get what you got back 20 years ago. I said, the truth is, to them, to many people, it's exactly the same. Somebody will say about these conferences now, someday they will say what you're saying about those conferences then. Of course the conferences are the best when your life is changed. But for somebody, today's conferences is as great as the one back yonder. Enough of that. Herein lies one of life's greatest mistakes. Wanting to relive happy times. Don't miss me. Wanting to relive happy times. You see, the memories are better than realities. As time grows, memories become better. And what Ms. Howes calls a selective memory, she chooses to remember the bad things about me rather than the good things rather than the bad. But memories are, and if you could, the truth is, your memories are better than the event was. So if you go back and try to relive them, what you do is you mar the memory and you do not invest now for memories tomorrow. So what happened? I say this, do not mar your memories and also miss tomorrow's good memories of today. And I said again, do not mar your memories of yesterday and miss tomorrow's good memories of today. Live today and make happy memories for tomorrow. But don't go back and try to relive those blessed events that happened in years gone by. We ruin today's memories of yesterday and tomorrow's memories of today when we look back. So, think back, but don't look back. Think about how wonderful the days were and how wonderful it was. But don't look back, because you look back and you're tempted to go back. I was talking to a lady, doesn't go to our church anymore, but she's a friend of our church and she loves me. And this has been several years ago. Follow me carefully. She was here in the early days of our church, when early days of my ministry here. And she literally worked hard in those days. She worked on a bus route back when we only had a half dozen buses. And she helped us get started on these bus routes. And she was here back in the days when if we had 1,500 is a great day. And then we got to 2,000. She was in the middle of everything. Hear me now carefully. Now then that we're so big, she wanted to relive those days. But you go back to those days and you'll find they're not there. But she wanted to relive those days. She wanted, so she went to a smaller church with a younger preacher so she could once again enjoy those days again that she had before. I met her somewhere and she told me this. She says, not like I thought it'd be. Are you listening? Hey, sit up straight. She said, it's not like I thought it'd be. She said, I found this. She said, the truth is, this church I'm going to now is not like First Baptist Church used to be. And she said, this preacher, though he's young like you were, he's not like you used to be. And she said, the truth is, this church isn't growing like First Baptist Church did. And honestly, I'm sorry I left, but the truth is, if she came back, she wouldn't find it's quite the same because she's missed so much. She ruined her memories of the early days and is making no memories tomorrow. Think what she missed. She missed the founding of Hammond Baptist High School. She missed the founding of Hammond Baptist Grade School.
She missed the founding of Howells Henderson College. Now, those are things that don't happen to little churches. But there are things that are wonderful that happen to bigger churches that can't happen to bigger churches. And so she forfeited the tremendous blessings she could have had in the last 20 to 25 years. She forfeited those in an effort to go back and recapture what wasn't there when she went back. Hey, yesterday is not there. So don't think back how wonderful it was, but don't go back because don't look back. If you look back, you'll go back and you'll find yesterday is not there. Tomorrow is here, today is here, but yesterday is not there. So she ruined her memory. She missed seeing five times. She missed seeing 3,000 people saved in this church. Think about that. Now, forgive me for saying it, but I'd rather see 3,000 people saved than go back to the church 175 in Sunday school and thinking you could, hey, there'll never be and never has been another church that'll grow exactly like First Baptist Church has. So what she's doing, she's missing the greatest days in history of Christianity because she wanted to go back and relive those early days. But she found out she was too old to enjoy what she used to enjoy. She found out that the people weren't the same people and the church wasn't the same church. I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, savor the memories of your past and rejoice in what's back there, but don't miss tomorrow and today while you're trying to go back and relive yesterday. Boy, this is good. That lady has missed, get this, since she left this church, are you listening to me? Since she left this church, 500,000 people have walked down the aisles in this very auditorium receiving Christ as Savior. And she wanted to go back so she'd enjoy a picnic with a church that runs 550 in Sunday school. You can have your picnic compared to 500,000 people trust Christ as Savior. Now, let me go on. I'm going to go on whether you let me go on or not. Let me go on. I know a preacher. He started a church. He built a good church. In fact, it in some ways was a great church. He decided he wanted to relive it and do it again. He resigns this church where he had built it up to probably 1,200-1,500 and forfeited the blessed days of knowing how much fun it is to go from 1,500 to 2,500. And so he wanted to go back. He resigned his church, goes back and takes a handful of people so he can relive what he had enjoyed before. But he was older and not as strong. The second time was not as exciting. He missed the blessings of the large church, marred memories of his first church, and absolutely told me, Heath, I don't enjoy preaching anymore. I said, man alive, why didn't you stop and realize that God has some fresh memories for today and some fresh memories for tomorrow? And I'm looking at folks right now, and I'll get down to some of the illustrations in a minute. I'm looking at folks right now who are wrecking your blessed future because you want to go back and relive the past. I know another preacher went back to his old church. Went back to it. Never enjoyed. He resigned his church and then went back to his old church. He should resign. But he was trying to recapture, but you can't recapture yesterday. Think back, but don't look back. You college freshmen. You get to college and you think about, oh, I wish I had my old room again. Your room's been turned to a recreation center now. Your home is not there anymore. It's not. You go back and you'll find it. You won't find it. It's not there anymore. Why? But what you do? You come to Howells Henderson College and you say, "Oh, I'm so homesick." Well, of course you're homesick, but don't go back. Hey, back in the first place, they don't want you back. Second place, we don't want you here. So going back. But I'm trying to say that it's not going to be the same. Yesterday will never be the same tomorrow.
I'm going to confess a sin. Now you got your note papers out and your pens out. It's not mine, it's Mrs. Hiles's. Years ago, I was talking to John Rice. One morning, he said, "I couldn't sleep last night." I said, "What? Why?" He said, "Confessing sin." I said, "No wonder it took you all night." He said, one confessing mine is confessing yours. Now, the truth is anybody out there this morning, we'd be glad to have you with us. I almost went back to Texas about a year and a half, 2 years after I came here. Almost. You know why? I got to remembering those days when we, when I'd first gone to the Miller Road Baptist Church, had 44 people the first Sunday. And we grew to over 4,000 members in 6 years and 8 months. And those were blessed days. I thought about the, when we laid the tile in a little old building about the size of this section right here, laid the tile on the floor, and I laid the tile myself. But it used too much black stuff, too much blue, and it came up between the tile, and everybody stuck to the floor on Sunday morning when they came to church. And we laughed and laughed, and I put a baptistry in, but didn't know you had to have a drain. I was a kid preacher, just in my 20s, middle 20s. And so put this baptistry in. I turned it on Sunday afternoon. We got there Sunday night, and I placed 2 inches of water all over the auditorium. No drain. Nobody ever told me folks have a drain. You know, she got buckets and threw it out. But those were wonderful days. We didn't have enough money for chairs for our children's department, and I got the idea of starting a Chinese Sunday school. And the kids thought they didn't know we were poor and couldn't afford the church. I walked over and I said, boys and girls, guess what we're going to have? What? A Chinese Sunday school. Wow. I said, everybody did? And they did. And I said, in China, they don't sit on chairs. We're going to have a Chinese Sunday school. We're going to sit on throw rugs. And I bought a bunch of throw rugs, much cheaper than chairs, and we doubled our attendance because the kids thought I'd planned a Chinese Sunday school. Wonderful days. I want to go back and relive them. And then we didn't have any room, so I went to all the houses within a block or two of our church and said, we'll clean your garage free of charge every week if you let us use it for 1 hour on Sunday morning. And we had they moved their cars out. We had classes in about 20 garages all up and down. Oh, exciting day. We didn't have any room, so I built, for the junior boys class, I built a house in a tree. And they climbed the tree and had Sunday school called the Zacchaeus class. You know Zacchaeus was up this tree. And those were one exciting, wonderful days. We had a beat the devil Sunday. We were about 350 in Sunday school. We decided to beat the devil. The devil's number is 666. So we decided to go for 667 and beat the devil. I dressed about 20 men up in devil suits. And they went to every shopping mall and shopping center and major store in our area trying to talk people out of going to Miller Road Baptist Church the next Sunday. Here the devil walks up and says, hey, go to this liberal church down here on the corner. But I hate that Miller Road Baptist Church. We made pictures in the paper. I mean, the devil was on the front page of the local newspaper. But wonderful, wonderful days. And I recall one time we had baby day. And we had this, now then, we have good night on a good Sunday. We'll have 900 babies in our nursery. But we can't have that. No, we had a baby day. Had a baby parade. Every parent, the parents brought their babies and we prayed them. I was going to give a prize to the newest baby. So, this guy, he was on Sunday morning and the baby was born about midnight Saturday night. And he brought that little thing up, you know, and I said, man, your wife's in the hospital. I know. And you got that baby less than 24 hours old, like 12 hours old? Yeah. We gave him the prize. I said, let me see that little tyke. I want to kiss on the cheek. He had bought a doll and was going to take the prize and walk off with it. A doll. You know, I mean, look, there's something about those old days, bless God, when a bunch of cheats came to church. But I actually went back down there to a little group of people who wanted to start over again, and boy, the thought, but you know what I decided? I decided I wanted to live with those wonderful memories. I was not going to go back and mar my memories. It'll never be the same when you go back. So think back, but don't look back. A man divorced his wife. And how often does this happen? A man divorced his wife and married a lady 20 years younger,
because he wanted to relive his younger days. But, fellas, did you know it's not as much fun to change a die for 40 as it is 25? Now, the truth is, the thing to do is thank God for those great days, but hallelujah, every time we announce a new baby is born, I want to talk in tongues thanking God it's not ours. Now, I'm trying to say, don't go back and try to relive it. Remember it and think back, but don't look back. Please don't think I'm being critical here. But you older people, and I'll be old one of these days, and I'll know how you feel. But you older people, listen to me carefully. Think twice before you go back to your roots and retire. Now, if you do it, I'll love you, and the folks that have, I love you. But I want to remind you that the place you're going to go back to is not what it was 40 years ago. You have 40 years of friendships that are built up here. Oh, you say, Brother Howell, but it's so cold. Buy you a heater. Get you a coat and a hat. But now I'm not saying it's always the thing to do to stay, but I am trying to say that it's not like it was back there. Hey, that society has changed also, and your crowd has grown older, and it's not the same as it used to be. And in most cases, you'd be a lot better off to stay here with people with whom you have served, and for whom your love has grown for 30 or 40 or 50 years and grow old together, because I'm saying looking back will cause you to go back, and going back you'll find it's not the same. Same is true with you young married people. Break your relationships and your contact with the old single crowd. Quit running around with the guys that aren't married yet. In the first place, look at me, run around with your wife. Make her your best friend. Make her your night out with the boys. Make her your golf game. Make her your bowling game. I'm simply saying, you're going to find, I want to go back, and boy, we used to have a great time. Yes, you used to have a great time, and if there was nothing sinful about it, it was a wonderful time. Enjoy the memories, and praise God for the great time you had, but there are great memories for today and tomorrow, and store them up so you can remember today with the same kind of positive feeling you remember yesterday. Plan tomorrow's happy memories by living today without considering the possibility of reliving yesterday. I want to thank God, and I've said this many times, I want to thank God this morning that I have lived my life and enjoyed every single part of it. I want to thank God this morning that as a kid I enjoyed my childhood, as adolescent I enjoyed my teenage years. As a young married man, I enjoyed those years. As a middle-aged man, I enjoyed those years. And now as an older man, I'm enjoying the fire out of these years. Oh! Hey, grandparents, let me give you some advice. Set up straight. Let me give you some advice. Don't babysit too much. I'm not a doting grandfather. I'm a doting father. But I'm not a doting grandfather. I love my grandkids. I love them. And I want to see them. And then I got a couple of them here this morning, and they won't ever speak to me again. That's what I'm trying to accomplish. But the truth is, you can't be a parent again. Bless God. I have not changed one of your kids' diapers. The ones that are born in the future, don't expect me to come and change their diapers. I'm trying to say it's a wonder. beautiful, wonderful world out there. And it's a wonderful, wonderful life. But live today. Don't go back and live yesterday. Live today. So when tomorrow comes, you'll have memories of yesterday when yesterday was today. And praise God, you can enjoy tomorrow when it gets here. It's a wonderful, wonderful life. And don't go back and try to relive a bit of it. If you relive a bit of it, you'll miss something that you're supposed to get today and tomorrow.
Follow me carefully. He that putteth his hand to the plow. Now, hear me carefully. Here's the plow right here, and here's the field right here. He that putteth his hand to the plow. He hasn't plowed yet. He hasn't plowed. His hand is to the plow. Don't leave me now. And looks back. He is not worthy of the kingdom of God. Now, what he's saying is, start plowing. Didn't say he that's plowing and looks back. He that's plowing can't look back. For you'll plow a crooked furrow. But it said if your hand is to the plow, that means you haven't started plowing yet. Oh, bless God, start plowing. Do something today. Yet, hey, you folks that used to, back some years ago, used to work in the bus ministry. And boy, what a wonderful time you had. Hey, we still got buses. He said, he that puts his hand to the plow. Now what does that mean? He's standing still. He's not plowing. Now the true simple truth is, what y'all do is keep on plowing. These people have been there at this church with me for 40 years. We can't do what we used to do. We used to have testimonies. We had an auditorium over there that seated about 1,000 people, and and the main floor would seat about 600. We could have we can't have testimonies. This guy up here in the corner, he's a block away from that guy over there. The guy gets up to testify. Nobody's going to hear him but the folks that are right around him. We can't do that anymore. Well, I sure wish I could go back to the old days. We could have testimonies. Not me, brother. I like the new days where we're having 300 baptisms a Sunday. I like the new days where we have a grade school and a junior high school and a bus kid grade school and a bus kid high school and a Baron Baptist high school and a Hiles Henderson College and our little leagues and our youth program and all we have to offer. Hey, there's something going on around here. Hey, jump in. The water's fine. And quit remembering the sweet days of yesterday. The good old days. They weren't near as good as you think they were. May I describe them? Outhouses. Good old days. Zero. And you would go to the outhouse. Good old days. Wood stove. Had to get up in the morning, unbank the stove. Cold as blue blazes. Good old days. You'd warm with the stove and you'd get the front warm and the back would freeze. You'd turn around and get the back warm, the front. The good old days. Pulling water out of a well with a bucket. The good old days. No refrigerators, just ice boxes where you put ice up here and it drained down to a pan that ran over every night. The good old days. The good old days. I recall when they first came through our neighborhood showing us sliced bread. Wow. We all gathered around demonstration for sliced bread. And then they came around and I said, we only show you ready rolled cigarettes. Haven't got to pour your own anymore. Boy, that's a transform my life. Don't have to pour your own anymore. Bless God, I have sweet memories about the good old days and my mom and I playing Chinese checkers and Monopoly. We didn't use the dice. We got a little spinner instead. And we'd play pickup sticks and checkers and dominoes, and those were wonderful, sweet, blessed memories. And I thank God that little old church that's out there on the campus of Hiles Anderson College and the blessings we had in that little church when I learned how to preach a whole sermon one day on Deborah. It's Deborah. I preached on Deborah. I preached a sermon one time. I meant to say the woman at the well and preached on the woman in the well, the whole sermon, the woman in the well, woman in the well. And the folks didn't know any difference, just like you wouldn't.
wonderful, blessed, joyous, blessed victory. Great days. Praise God. I love to think about them, but I'm not going to go back there. I got too much to do today. And ladies and gentlemen, think back, but don't look back. Think back, but don't look back. I said again, you will not be able to recapture yesterday's sweetness, but you can make some sweetness today that will give you blessed memories on tomorrow. Our Heavenly Father, I sure have wanted to help our people today. I think about that lady left the church years ago because she loved us, but she wanted to relive some days, and she said, Brother Hiles, it'll never be the same. It'll never be the same. I think about that preacher started that church, left his great church to start, try to relive those days. He said, Preacher, I've wrecked my ministry. Somehow take this little truth this morning. Help our people to sweetly remember the wonders of yesterday. But help us not to go back or look back. But help us to serve so much and work so hard in these unique days that tomorrow we'll have sweet memories of today.
Please open your Bibles to the book of 1 Peter, the second chapter. 1 Peter chapter 2 in your Scofield Reference Bible.